7th District Congressman Ed Perlmutter has already written a letter of interest to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi about wanting to be involved with this committee. Jody, what qualifications does Perlmutter bring to the table if he indeed is chosen?
He mentioned that his 7th congressional district in the suburbs of Colorado really are a battlefield for the two political ideologies evolving and interacting. So he says he knows how to listen to the views of both sides and how to speak with them. And he also thinks it's important that someone from the Rocky Mountain West be represented on this Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. And he thinks that's him. He thinks he's a good negotiator. He promises he will not balance the budget on the backs of seniors or working people in the middle. And he also says that as a lawyer, he's worked on a lot of difficult financial matters in the past, and he's been implementing financial plans in the private sector, and he thinks that that's really helpful.
Well, some of the things that he mentioned there, I want to go into having a presence from the Rocky Mountain West at the negotiating table. He mentioned his district as a swing district, but Colorado is also known as being a swing state. So if we use Perlmutter's criteria maybe as a guide, is there anyone else from our House delegation that could be asked to serve?
Well, if you look on the Republican side, Mike Hoffman, who did vote for the debt ceiling bill, might be a good representative from the Republican side. He's got a strong feelings to implementing a balanced budget amendment, and he thinks a little differently than, of course, Perlmutter does on this issue. But he thinks also that his background, having served in the military forces, he knows how to deal with, you know, strenuous kinds of environments and obstacles. And he says, as a Marine Corps combat veteran, he thinks what happened was last week's vote was kind of establishing a beachhead and what will be a long process. And he might be someone who, like I said, could be a representative on the other side. And of course, he's in a district that we don't know yet the exact boundaries, but he could have an interesting race from a Democratic challenger in 2012 as well.
Now, I have heard Senator Mark Udall's name being mentioned in recent days as a possible member to represent the Senate side. What does Udall bring to the table, or could he bring to the table, and would it be enough for Majority Leader Harry Reid to pick him?
Well, interestingly, Udall has kind of positioned himself a little bit more moderate than some Democrats in the Senate, and he's also tried to work with both sides. One of the things he stresses is there's got to be an end to the polarizing parties in Congress. And he thinks it's time now to put aside political differences and challenge ourselves to put the country first. In fact, that's an exact quote that he made in a speech last month. And he also said in the same speech that he was willing to stay day and night, weekends and holidays here in Washington to help put a plan into action. So you know he's got a lot of interest in this.
What about Senator Michael Bennet? He was also quite vocal during the whole budget debate. I know it's very speculative, but what do you think his chances are to be asked to serve on this so-called super committee?
I think he has a lot going for him, too, because he's thought of as more of an independent voice. I think next to Udall, however, he's still considered the freshman and maybe new to the system, but that could be an advantage as well. I know he's got a lot of respect on both sides of the aisle, and he looks at things sometimes not strictly from a partisan point of view. So he could be an asset, too.
Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Holmstrogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.